Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayetzei, Tavshinayim Zayin. This week's shiur is dedicated to Rechuras, Reb Menachem Moshe Ben Basia, and to Tzvidavim and Chana Reisel. May they both have Refu Shalema B'mheira. The Torah tells us in Perek Lam Beis, Pasuk Aleph of this week's Parshav, Vayinashek Lebonav Levnosav Vayivar Chasem. Lavan bid farewell to Yaakov's children, and he gave them a bracha. The Sephora tells us on this pasuk, "Vayivarech Esem," that he gave them a bracha. Kvar Amru, we know that the Gemara tells us in Megillah Daf Tes Vav and Aleph, "Al Teibriches Hedyet Kalabein Necha." A simple person's bracha should not be insignificant in your eyes. Continues the Sephora that the Torah tells us that Lavan gave this bracha to his daughters and to their children to teach us that a father's blessing to his children is undoubtedly given with all his soul, and it is worthier of having an effect through the power of the divine image of the one giving the blessing. Who is the one giving the bracha in this context? It's Lavan. We say on Pesach and the Haggadah, Bikesh Lavan Lakaris Hakol. Lavan wanted to kill his daughters, his grandchildren, and Yaakov Avinu. A goal that he would have achieved had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not appeared to him and warned him not to cause Yaakov any harm. Who are the ones that he gave the bracha to? He gave the bracha to the Shiftei Koch, whose piety we cannot even begin to grasp. Did the Shiftei Koch really need the bracha of a wicked man like Lavan? Says the Sephorno still that the Torah tells us about these brachas in order to teach us, not that the Shiftei Koch needed the bracha, but that a parent's bracha is especially powerful, as it's given with all the parent's heart and soul. The feelings of a parent are so important, evidenced in a comment by the Zohar in this week's parasha, talking about the idols of Lavan which Rachel stole. She was trying to detach her father from idol worship, and the Zohar writes that even though Rachel's intentions were sincere and pure, still, she was punished for stealing the idols, and she died with delivering Binyamin, being denied the great privilege of raising him and even being with him for a moment. Why was she punished, says the Zohar, begin Tzaira de'avua, because of the distress that she caused her father. Despite the fact that she acted with the purest and sincerest motives, she was punished for causing her father anguish. This is evidenced in the Rambam. The Rambam says, a famous halacha in the Rambam, in Hilchas Ma'amrim, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Aleph, Afilu Haya Aviv Rasha Ubal Averos Mechabdei Misyari Mimenu. Even though a person's father or mother might be a Rasha Ubal Averos, you still have to give kavod and you still have to revere them. A lesson we learn from here is that each and every person has a moment when he elevates himself. Even a wicked person like Lavan can give a bracha from the depths of his heart and soul. And for this reason, Sephora says in the Gemara, La'ilam alti yibrichas hedyat kalabei necha. We should not discard anybody's bracha, because we never know whose bracha will be approved and whose bracha will be granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You never know if a tefillah is coming from a person's depths, from a person's soul. And a bracha is just like a tefillah. When a person is giving a bracha, he's giving a tefillah, he's giving a prayer. He's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please do good for this person. So the Gemara is teaching us in Megillah, learning from Lavan, that because that bracha may come from the depths of somebody's heart, once it comes from there, it has a very good chance of being Mekuyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that tefillah, no matter who gives it. The second learn halacha, and the second lesson that we learn, is the amount of care and concern we need to ensure to properly observe the mitzvah of Kibud Av. Even though Rachel Imenu, she acted with the absolute sincerity, she was still punished for properly respecting her wicked father, who was doing something which is an Avera that we know is Yarek Val Yavar. So for us, Kal Vachomer, who was parents of Baruch Hashem, not even close to Lavan, much further, given us the great opportunities, raised us, made us into who we are, role models, we have to avoid anything that might cause them distress or pain for any reason. If we properly fulfill this mitzvah of honoring our parents, we'll be worthy of the great rewards promised by the Torah, L'man Yarichon Yamecha, And in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be able to enjoy many good years with our parents. I'd be asked a little tzaddik, a good Shabbos.